This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 100,000 Belarusians took to the streets in the capital of Minsk on Sunday in one of the biggest protests yet against President Alexander Lukashenko after he claimed victory in a disputed election last month that his opponents say was rigged. Police said they detained more than 400 protesters in Minsk, with arrests continuing into the evening, with public outrage building against Lukashenko, who has ruled the former Soviet bloc nation for 26 years. Russia said it would support him by sending paratroopers to Belarus for so-called Slavic Brotherhood joint drills. Lukashenko has rejected claims that the election was rigged and contends that foreign powers are behind the protests. The Interfax Russian news agency reported that shots were fired into the air to keep protesters away from an area of Minsk where the Belarusian leadership lives. The unrest came as Lukashenko prepared to travel to Russia on Monday for talks with President Vladimir Putin. The WHO reported a record one-day increase in global coronavirus cases Sunday. The total rose by 307,930 cases over 24 hours. The biggest increases were in the countries that already have the world's largest caseloads, the United States, India, and Brazil. Globally, the number of deaths rose by 5,537, pushing the death toll past 900,000 for the world. Both the United States and India reported more than 1,000 deaths over the past 24 hours. Brazil reported 874 deaths. The previous WHO record for new cases was set just a week ago. Israel will reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn surge in coronavirus cases. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities on the Greek island of Lesbos have moved more than 300 homeless migrants and refugees into temporary facilities after a rash of fires razed the notoriously overcrowded Moria camp. The fires have left more than 12,000 asylum seekers without shelter. It's the biggest humanitarian crisis to grip the country in 5 years. The cause of the fires remains under investigation, but authorities contacted by VOA have pointed to arson, suggesting they were part of an organized bid by refugees angered by quarantine orders imposed after 35 people tested positive for COVID-19. On Saturday, thousands of refugees took to the streets, banging plastic bottles and demanding that they be allowed to continue their journeys to the heart of Europe rather than be moved into a different facility. The Moria facility was built to house some 2,300 refugees. Since then, rising tides of illegal migration have forced authorities to squeeze in 10,000 additional people. The move has drawn fierce criticism from international aid organizations and the United Nations. Former British Prime Ministers John Major and Tony Blair spoke out against Brexit-related legislation on Sunday in an article in the Sunday Times newspaper. Major and Blair urged lawmakers to reject government plans to override the Brexit deal with the European Union. Two former prime ministers say it imperils the Northern Ireland peace agreement and damages Britain's reputation. The planned legislation, which will be debated by British lawmakers this week, has led to a furious outcry within the European Union, as it would diminish the bloc's previously agreed oversight of trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland if a UK-EU trade agreement isn't secured. The British government has admitted that the legislation would break international law, but argues it's an insurance policy in the event a trade deal with the EU is not secured by the end of this year. Warring sides in Afghanistan have accused each other of staging fresh battlefield attacks as their representatives held a second day of historic U.S.-brokered peace talks Sunday away from home in Qatar. Clashes between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents during the past 24 hours reportedly killed scores of people, including combatants from both sides and civilians. The violence remains a major challenge for the long-awaited dialogue ongoing in the Qatari capital of Doha, involving the high-powered negotiating teams of the Taliban and the Kabul government. U.S. officials have said the discussions between the Afghan rivals would focus on seeking a comprehensive ceasefire and a political deal aimed at permanently ending 4 decades of hostilities in the South Asian nation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.